The winter was cold, maybe not colder than average, but colder than the past three or four, and cold winters make for healthy trees. Healthy trees mean a lot of pollen.
The cold meant that, you know, we didn't have any buds that were opening prematurely, which has been a problem in past years.
That's Jeff Ward, chief scientist of forestry and horticulture at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station.
Right now, we've got our red maples are starting to flower, the elms, the birches are flowering, the aspens are flowering.
Ward also says this year's pollen count could prove to be higher because red maples produce a lot of seeds every other year.
And last year they didn't produce many seeds. So this year they're flowering to beat the band.
Jason Lee is a doctor at Connecticut Asthma and Allergy Center. He also expects a maximum strength allergy season. He's already seen kids with itchy eyes and runny noses.
As I tell my patients every year, you know, you just want to really try to decrease the exposure. So you want to keep your bedroom windows closed. You want to make sure you take showers in the evening to wash the pollen off. And you want to try to really limit the outdoor activity early morning and late afternoon when the pollen counts are high.
Ward, the tree scientist, says he has allergies too.
But it's just so beautiful, and with spring out there right now and with everything starting to bloom everywhere, you know, the runny nose, I think, is a small price to pay not to see the snow covering everywhere and just to have that beautiful outdoors that we have.
Lee says the good news is that most people are better by the beginning of June. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.